right, guys, we are back with the 59th episode of the 443 podcast. Really kind of a boring week.
International break at its finest, folks. Got what? UEFA Nations League? Is that what's going on right now?
I don't know. I've just been in kind of one to watch Potch. That's what I'm going to do after I get back from recording this.
I do have a stoppage time question for you on a new manager for the English national team that we'll have to talk about.
An old friend of ours has reared his head again.
Yes. I'm happy for England. It's about time. They deserve this. But let's get into it, Matt. We got huge predictions this weekend with some nuclear games. Matt, let's jump into it. What do we got?
Actually, I'm not really sure any of these are that nuclear, except for one. First up, 4:30 a.m. Phoenix time on Saturday the 19th, we have Tottenham, West Ham.
Ooh, a London derby. An early morning London derby.
Yeah, I believe it's West Ham. Let me double check here. Sorry, I didn't mind doing my normal prep.
I do think...
Yep, it's at Hotspur Stadium.
Hotspur Stadium, okay. Matt, this game is interesting because I feel like West Ham needed an international break, or at least Lopetegui needed an international break. So I think there's a little bit of a intensity that West Ham come out with. Spurs, they're like a hit or miss team right now where you feel like they should be beating the teams in front of them, and then out of nowhere they get turned around on like Leicester and Brighton, as we've seen.
I'm a mind of 66% that they're going to blow West Ham out of the water. And there's 33% to me that says that the coaching staff has fixed their problems. Mm. Sorry, I didn't mean to play footsie with you there, pal. I'm predicting, honestly, my heart's telling me like probably 4-1 Tottenham.
Yeah. I'm going to go 2-1 Tottenham. I do think it's close, but I don't think West Ham's there yet.
Okay. Next up, we have Everton going to Ipswich Town to my. Oh, I forgot to tell you. So my mom has decided, because my dad always watches the games, to support her old team. She got an Ipswich Town scarf.
There you go.
And I'm a little annoyed because she's the hardest person to shop for at Christmas time. If she would have told me she wanted one, I probably would have gotten her three of them because...
Mama Matt, welcome to the Premier League.
Yep. Tom's a Stoke City fan.
Interesting. That one
I've given
Stoke.
It to him. I just made him a Stoke City fan. And my dad's an Ipswich / Arsenal.
There you go. And with Ipswich and Everton here, we have a really huge relegation fight here, Matt. Who do you have in this one?
I'm going with my mom's pick. Yeah. They're going to win 2-1, Ipswich Town.
I'm liking what I'm seeing from Delap, and I'm liking what I'm seeing from the patterns at play with Ipswich. I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw, though. I think Dyche is starting to wake these dudes up now.
My mom's never bought a scarf before, so I wonder if it's going to bring them luck. up next, we have Brentford traveling north to Old Trafford to face down an embattled Erik ten Hag's Manchester United, who the new board, Ineos, just decided to get rid of their ambassador. That'd be like us getting rid of Gunnarsaurus, or you guys getting rid of that little kid that always talks trash.
The modern era.
No. I'm talking about the mean kid that you don't like. Oh, yeah. It's like, Arsenal, we're coming for you, Arsenal.
Matt, and guys, by the way, Matt did not directly say it. It's Thomas Frank against Ten Hag. That is Brentford at home or away at United, right?
United's
the home team? Okay.
Sorry, I'm just building like a dramatic tapestry, I needed to get down to the brass tacks, you're right.
What do you got in this one?
Brentford's been surprisingly good this season, and United has been surprisingly bad. But every time I've written United off, where I just give up hope on them, they do good. So I'm going to go 2-1 to United. Mm. Because my heart is telling me it's going to be 3-1 Brentford. So what's going to happen is United's going to win this.
I think this game is going to be very close contested. Would not surprise me if Brentford score their goal in the first 5 minutes of the game or something crazy like that. I'm going to agree with you and think United should win this. I don't think it's going to be pretty because I don't know how they play anymore. I don't know the identity of this team. I'm going to go 1-0 to United and maybe a Garnacho goal out of nowhere.
I think it's going to be one of those games like the Everton game last season. They're going to either blow it out of the water or Thomas Frank's going to just smother them and they're going to fall apart.
And Brentford's been really resilient. Maybe we're being a disservice to Brentford right now by even not by both of us picking against them.
Well, no. I said that my heart tells me, but the sickness in my stomach and want to see United fail means they're not going to fail.
Four draws out of five in that other other game was a loss. United need a win. Mm-hmm. I think that's the reason why I'm going with them here.
Up next, Aston Villa travel north or south to face Fulham at Craven Cottage. I forgot to mention, guys, these are the 7 a.m. games we're in on Saturday. Yep. There's still a few more to go, but we're still in the heat of it. What do you got on this one?
Fulham has been sneaky good this year. They've been really good against some of the bigger teams as well. arguably should have beat Man City when they played each other recently, and they played well overall with Emile Smith Rowe. So, Matt, I think Villa should win again. I think Fulham give them a fight because I don't think Villa have been performing great. I'm going to go with 2-2 here. I think it's a draw.
I'm going to go with you, but I'm going to go one goal lower. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. I think, like you said, Fulham are finding their feet. And who's that guy they have that's a striker they can't seem to hit, except for...
Raul Jimenez?
No.
Muniz?
No, the...
Adama Traore?
Yeah, that guy.
Gotcha.
Not a striker, sorry.
The guy that can do everything but score the football.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I just kind of think that he might have one of his ones where he's on target.
I gotcha. And just to wrap on Villa, I mean...
I'm not saying they're bad. Yeah, I just think that...
Me too. It would not surprise me if Villa rolled them over 4-0 or something crazy like that. Like, they have that in their locker. I just haven't seen it on a performance basis yet where I can't fully trust them.
The other thing we have to remember about Villa is they're probably the champion team that lost the least amount of players to international duty.
Yeah, yeah. It's also very true.
I mean, Fulham probably lost nobody from what I think. Well, that's a lie. They had to lose some people. But next up we go to Brighton traveling north to the wall of Newcastle.
This is going to be a fun game, guys.
I'm on the opposite. I think Brighton's going to spank them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The good thing is, Matt, is I like this game a lot.
Are you going to pick this for one of the ones for you to watch, the 7 a.m. slot?
Yes.
I'm going to go with United Brentford to give some analysis on that one.
There you go. But Matt,
I'd rather watch Ipswich Town Everton, but... Yeah, I'm going to stick with that.
Newcastle have been decent. They draw to Everton most recently, but they drawed City as well. Yeah. So they're just like a really flip-floppy team, kind
of
like...
I don't know what they... Just like Man United, I have a better idea of what they are, but they're that... We used to say a team last week that we don't know what's going to show up.
Yeah.
Last year.
I think we find out about Newcastle over these next stretch of games because they have Brighton, then Chelsea, and then into November they have Arsenal. So I think over the next 3-4 games we'll see what
this team's going to do. I think Brighton 3-1. That's my pick.
Oh, man. You know I'm a Herzler guy, too. That's just... I don't like this game anymore now that I'm thinking about it.
Pick Eddie Howe.
But I don't have the faith in Eddie Howe, as you know. I'm gonna go
faith in Herzler, baby. I'm a Herzler boy.
I'll go 2-1 to the goals. 2-1 to the Seagulls. Let's go, Brighton.
You're a Herzler boy, too?
For this weekend.
We're Herzler boys. That sounds like it's something horrible, doesn't it?
It's very close to another name.
God, okay. I wasn't going there. last game of the 7 a.m. slate on Saturday, Leicester City going to Southampton.
Don't ever make that mistake again. No, I'm just kidding. Leicester and Southampton. This is another relegation fight, Matt. But I think it's the least entertaining relegation fight of the weekend.
I think the Foxes are going to do 2-0.
Yeah, I also agree. Leicester have looked decent. They have 3 draws, 1 win.
They gave Arsenal a hell of a game.
Yeah, like they're not a team that's just a pushover. So I'm agree with you, 2-0 to Leicester here.
Okay. Now we move into the late game on Saturday. Arsenal travels south to the sunny coast to visit our good friend, the Cherry Prince in Bournemouth.
The Arsenal plague of injuries is finally heading towards them. Matt, I'm struggling to predict this one because I don't know who's available for your team anymore. I don't know if it's going to be Saka or Nwaneri. Sorry if I keep butchering his name.
Ethan Nwaneri. Never mind. Man, I can't talk today.
Either way, I think this is a must big game performance from Kai Havertz or Trossard. One of those two have to show up to give you guys a shot.
Along with the center backs.
Yeah, for sure.
I am going to pick a 2-2 draw for me, honestly, just because I don't know what team they have to field. I don't know how bad Saka's injury, Martinelli's injury. I don't know if Marino will be able to start and they give him 60 minutes and then take him off for 30. Or if they predict that they can, but then they can't. I don't know what's going to happen. So
the issue is, Matt, is he's also going against his Spanish rival, the Cherry Prince, Iraola in the flesh. Semenyo's there. They've got dogs in the backfield, too. They got Kirk as an outstanding left back.
I'm worried. Paco's cousin plays for them.
And what's his name?
Juan.
I'm going to go
Juan Paco.
Man, I'm gonna go 1-1 draw. I don't know.
You can pick Arsenal to lose, man. If this is a game they was coming into this, and then I had to put my positivity hat on because I forget that sometimes you go negative. So I go, you know, I'm gonna go positive. I'm gonna go for a 2-2 draw. But I think that Arsenal has a chance to win this, but I think it's probably one quarter win it, one quarter lose it, and half draw.
Yeah, and I think with Bournemouth is like...
Because Bournemouth are not pushovers.
They're not pushovers, but they haven't been like the Bournemouth of last season, but obviously...
But this could be their game. But remember, this is the game where the Saliba chant came, where Arsenal dismantled them before Areola came onto the side.
What throws me off is Bournemouth lost to Leicester the last time out. They did have international break, which was very good for Areola's side. Arsenal not so much with the injuries that they suffered. So I think I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw, but I would not be surprised if either team takes this one because it's a toss-up.
It's just one of the biggest toss-ups of the weekend. If they had Saka and Martinelli healthy, I would give it to Arsenal right away.
For sure.
I think it would be a hard-fought win because Bournemouth are a good team, and we've both watched them a lot in the last year. They haven't adapted to losing Solanke, and I think that leaves a big hole.
Yeah.
They brought in a player to replace him, but he just hasn't...
Yeah, he's still... He's still getting his feet.
I didn't want to say something dumb there, but yeah, he's still trying to get used to Premier League change, and a new team. But that brings us to the end of Saturday. Sunday, first game, 6 a.m., Manchester City travels south to face Wolverhampton Wanderers in the Molyneux.
Wolves, can you do something for us, man?
I don't think they will. I think this will be probably 2-1 to City. 2-2, sorry. Oh, sorry, 2-0.
Yeah. 2-0 to City.
Yeah, 2-0 to City. I think Haaland's going to get a goal, and somebody else is going to get a goal, like Doku. I think Doku's going to slice him up.
I don't know where Wolves find their inspiration from now. They looked resilient against Brentford. I think you need something from Strand Larsen and Cunha to even give yourselves a shot, but I agree, Matt. I'm going to go with a 3-1 win for City here.
Okay. Next up, the probably biggest game of the weekend. 8:30 on Sunday, Chelsea travel to Liverpool.
Sorry.
The upstarts from East London face off against slots, I guess, like, I don't know, like juggernaut that he kind of just got. It kind of reminds me of when Bruce Banner gets the Iron Man Hulkbuster armor in Endgame.
There you go.
It's like he has power, but it doesn't seem like he earned it.
Well, he's showing us that he is capable of with this group. And
well, to be fair, they've only faced one side in the top 10, and it's Forest, and they lost. I stole that statistic from somebody.
And what I like about that is Slot did actually talk about that, saying, I know everyone says the Premier League is tough. We have yet to play somebody in the top 10, so I'm going to wait before we start calling ourselves title challengers, which I respect from him. You know.
Yeah, but honestly, I think I'm going to give it to your boys. I think they're going to be up for it. This is they've had a couple big games, but now they're facing the number one, and they look like they're Maresca gets the gas in them. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I think they're either going to win this game or they're going to blow up.
Yeah. The only thing is every time I watch Chelsea play Liverpool, it's a draw, except for the Carabao Cup, which, again, Pochettino may have stipulated a job in if he had won the Carabao Cup with that group, but I don't know. I feel like if Liverpool could do the high line, Chelsea have a real chance at winning this game because they are a dangerous counter-attacking team. If Liverpool are willing to give up possession, I'm interested to see how they withstand against the Chelsea team against a low block as well, because what I love about the Chelsea team is their interchangeability to make substitutions throughout the entire attack. I don't want to do it, Matt, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to go 1-0 to Chelsea. I don't know how they're going to find a way, but no, not 1-0. Sorry. 2-1.
Matt is I'm doing my best Jack Nicholson from Anger Management impression at him right now, and I cracked him.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm going to go for 3-2.
Yeah, I think Salah scores. I think Salah scores. He loves scoring against Chelsea like he does United.
He loves scoring against everybody.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's the best way to
I think
it
gives him, like, I think he, like, has, like, you ever seen the movie Major League? I know it's an old movie for you, where that guy, Willie Mays Hayes, played by Wesley Snipes, nails up every glove for a base he stole. I think, like, he does something like that for every goal he scores at Old Trafford.
Yeah, seriously. And I don't think there is
a... Like, he builds a school for every time he scores at Old Trafford. Or a hospital or something.
I am interested to see... We do have Reece James healthy, and he served his 3-game suspension for a red card. So I'm interested to see how long he lasts before he gets another red card. Or do we get to finally see the Reese James of old? But I do think they're going to roll with Gusto, because of Reese James most likely won't be fully fit.
So we both got the Blues to win over the Reds?
In this one, yes.
Okay.
And this is going to come back to bite us.
Probably.
Because Liverpool is at home. It is the Anfield, and they are the best stadium and the hardest stadium to play against. So,
yeah.
Why not?
I believe in the Blues.
There you go. Guys,
I'm drinking the Cole Palmer tea. As long as they're not playing Arsenal, I kind of like... I don't like them, but I respect them.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
You ready to go to the last game?
Let's do it. And this is the Monday game.
No. Oh, yeah. This is Monday at noon.
Okay, cool.
All right. Monday at noon. Thank you for catching that, sir. Dang, so we only got two games on Sunday? Well, that kind of sucks.
Boring.
Huh?
Boring.
Yeah. Guess we'll be watching both of them. All right. Sorry, guys. Get to the point here, because we're a business group.
Yep.
Crystal Palace traveled to Nottingham Forest to that beautiful stadium on the water.
Forest are looking really good. They only have one loss on the season, four draws, so they are very tough to score against. And I don't want to toot my own horn here, Matt, but I did say I really like the center back pairing of Milinkovic and Murillo a lot.
You did.
And I just need to see it on the attacking end from the people in front of them to see if this team can really push for maybe a top 10 finish this season, because a lot of people may have had them in the relegation fight.
I think I did. I think I had them at like at 16th.
And a lot of people probably had them around that same range, but this is a mid-table quality side.
And now Crystal Palace, I had them in the top 10. They're in the bottom.
Jean-Philippe Mateta, we miss you, man. We need you to show up for Eze so the Super Eagles can kick on. I'm going to go with a 2-0 Forest win.
I'm going with my heart and against my head here. I want to see Rebecca Lowe do something where she gets super excited. I'm going to predict a last-minute 1-0 win to Crystal Palace.
Let's go, man.
Where you can see after she comes on that she has to, like, compose herself. Yeah. Like, she does that thing where you move the hand.
Mateta takes his shirt off. He's swinging it around. We got scenes on a Monday night game.
And then one of the Robbies will post it on Instagram of her going crazy and then, like, she's done it before. I think it was against Arsenal where they came back and won the game. And you couldn't tell anything happened, but then... Tim Howard, I follow him on Instagram, posted a thing of her going nuts and then just completely locking up and going, "All right, folks, we are back." And I'm like, what the?
That's a professional right there, man.
Straight professional. That's why I couldn't do that. If we were watching a game live here in Arsenal, just like beat Tottenham in the last seconds, I'd like pick up Paco and start dancing.
There you go. That's why we appreciate NBC Sports, because they got a good host. That wraps up our review. Now, Matt, I did want to touch base on this before we wrap up. Thomas Tuchel, the Tuchelista clan, I got nothing else. Thomas Tuchel has been appointed as the new England manager. Matt, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm excited. I know I sent you a joke text that he's not going to pick soccer because he hates him. I don't think he hates soccer. I think he's a manager's dream guy.
He's still going to start at the right position. Yeah,
he's going to start on this team. And I'm sad because all international managers seem to just take our players and then give them back broken now. but I think it's a great pick. I mean, I thought Poch was probably top three managers now in international football. And I hate to say it, I think Tuchel coming in might knock him out just because he has the U.S. and not something like an Uruguay.
I think Tuchel is the best international manager on the planet now.
Mm-hmm.
How
many managers have won a Champions League?
Yep. And
international, I can't think of any others.
Took them to a final with PSG in the COVID year and lost to a crazy Bayern team that was beating like every team before that, 8-0 or what it felt like. And then the following year, he wins it with Chelsea. He then goes to Bayern, wins the league with Bayern. He is a very good knockout football coach as well. And I think that's where they're going to benefit most, is this is going to be a coach who understands that this is tournament football.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are going to go for it. So, Matt, I am staking on this podcast right now, projecting to the world.
Kane's going to get a trophy.
The 4-4-3 podcast. Reese is saying England is going to win the 2026 World Cup, barring any crazy managerial or team changes. It's almost undoubtedly the issue with England previously, which I have complained about for the last 7 years of my life. Was Gareth Southgate.
Fixed.
Yes, it is. It's been nullified. You have a legitimate manager at the helm. I don't see a reason why this team doesn't win it, man. There's no reason.
And my lock is that America will get out of the group stage into the knockout rounds.
Yes. For me, guys, with Poch,
I need to see it in a tournament first before I start judging, because the Panama win is actually very underrated because we struggle against Panama.
Yeah, I joked around, yeah. And I know you knew I was joking, yeah. But I was like, we beat a superpower. I'm like, they're a superpower in CONCACAF because they're that team. They're not in Mexico, and they just kind of come and punch you. They punch above their weight. Panama and Costa Rica punch above their weight in CONCACAF.
Yeah, and I like Poch as a manager. I think he offers something different to Berhalter. I'm just wondering how deep is his bag? Like, how, when the going gets tough, if his tactic isn't working, what's that alternative going to be? That's what I want to see from.
Well, I've sent Poch a box of lemons, so I think he'll do okay.
But were you gonna do like when you have lemons, make lemonade?
No, Poch literally has a box of lemons on his desk at all times, or a bowl. Uh-huh. In his office, because he has some saying about it, but he always has fresh lemons in his office.
And Matt, you're a lemon hood.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, I didn't have the stoppage time question, but I was just thinking about it at work. Me and my colleague Rafa, I were debating our favorite international fans. I'm going to go region by region, like CONCACAF first. My favorite in CONCACAF is Mexico, with a runner-up being Jamaica. Mm. Who's your favorite CONCACAF fan base? If you want to say the USA, that's fine, but I find them very annoying because I spent some time among them.
Definitely not the USA fan base.
I don't know. I've never met a Canadian fan.
We have a long way to go in North America outside of Mexico fan base, Canada and USA, but in particular.
I'm hoping for a long shot like Trinidad and Tobago.
No, I appreciate the Trinidadian people or the Toboggan people. I don't know the term. I don't know, Matt. That's a good one. Because I picked Mexico,
and he said he really liked Mexico, but he hates the Federation.
Is,
but I'm just talking fans.
Is Colombia in the CONCACAF now?
No, they're in CONCACAF still.
CONCACAF, okay.
Suriname is the country you're thinking of that's in South America but plays in CONCACAF.
Gotcha. You know what? I'm going to go with an Escobar special. Come on, Cuba.
Okay, there we go. I was thinking you might pick Costa Rica. And Honduras is also, I love when they show like a game, like U.S. versus Honduras in anywhere in the country, and you will see like the Hondurans make their presence felt.
And they're always playing on the worst fields. Mm-hmm. They give them the worst fields. Mm-hmm. Put some respect on the Honduran people's names, please.
Let's head south to CONCACAF, and this is the one that includes Brazil, Venezuela, Colombia, Argentina, Chile, Peru, Ecuador.
I think right now
Uruguay, Paraguay.
I think right now the most passionate fan base is Argentina, just because of the run they're on right now. And I think Messi has just created this huge symbol of Argentina, where if you are Argentinian, you are most likely supporting Argentina football.
So who's your second favorite? I mean, you can go for Brazil, because
that's what I was going to say.
But they're turning on their team hardcore right now, because I got to go see them live. I'm going for Chile.
And that's why I was asking about Colombia. Mm-hmm. In the Copa America last year, I loved the Colombian fans against Argentina. Even though they lost that game, they were loud the entire time. So, give me the Colombians.
Okay. I just got to say that I got to go see Peru versus Ecuador. Chile versus Peru live. Last minute thing. Went with a buddy. Didn't speak a word of hardly any Spanish. Just enjoyed the thing.
Yeah.
We got stuck in with the Chilean fans, and they were fun.
Good time.
They had off like just random food. Like, I ate random sandwiches from a bag from some guy I did not know in a country. And you know what's funny? Of everyone in our class, me and Diego were the only ones that didn't get sick. Everyone else got food poisoning on that trip. He's from Ecuador but lived in Germany, and I'm from here. And you know what? Me and him ate random food from people we didn't know, and other people ate it at restaurants, and they just couldn't handle it.
How was the sandwich?
Delicious, man. Chileans, underrated sandwich people.
Ooh, okay.
They had like this spicy ham. Pretty darn good.
I'm with
the cheese, not my thing, but they use like a creamier cheese, like a brie, I think. It's surprising. Hit the song really good for some random sandwiches made
in a plastic bag.
No, like he had them in like the bread bag.
Oh, nice.
Like stacked on each other.
That's actually
and he was
cool.
Just handed me one. He's like, you want? I was like, yeah,
sure.
Well, everyone else is sick. I might as well see if I can get sick. Didn't get sick.
I like it, man.
Next up, we'll head to the name of it, but let's head to the African for AFCON. I think it is
AFCON.
AFCON. Yeah.
Give me the Senegalese.
Good pick.
Or, as a backup, South Africa. I still won't forget the World Cup when they were doing the dance there.
So I'm going to go for mine is I love Cameroon. Mm. And my backup is my cousin-in-law's team of Kenya. Ooh. Not a good team, but I love the Kenyan people. They're awesome.
I respect it. Are we heading into Europe now?
No, let's go into Asia, which also includes Australia.
Yep.
This includes India, the Middle Eastern countries. It's like probably one of the biggest, like in terms of landmass, confederations.
So I have not watched an Asian international team in quite a minute, I'll be honest. But I will say,
even if it's from a World Cup, you saw like with South Korea or Japan are famous.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to go with South Korea because of when they beat or when they tied Germany and Sun scored that goal to like send them into the next round. Scenes. Give me South Korea.
I'm not going to pick a runner-up in this one, but I'm just going to go for the Japanese people because we're thinking about going to a game. If Japan makes the World Cup, I think they're a stealth pick that we want to go to see Japan because the fans are amazing and they pick up the trash. And I want to help them pick up the trash.
I also love their style of football. The Japanese style of football.
Yeah. Tomiyasu, baby! Yeah.
Kubo, shout out Kubo.
All right, so we have Europe and Oceania left. Let's go save Europe for last because... everyone knows Europe, but let's go to Oceania. So their biggest team is New Zealand and all the little island federations in there.
Who do you got?
I think I'm just going to go for New Zealand because I don't know that many people in this one.
Give me, and you'll have to, I don't know if this is the
Samoa.
I don't know if they're the Oceania or not. Is it San Marino?
San Marino is a country in Europe.
Okay. Never mind. Give me New Zealand. I have no idea.
Yeah. The other one I like, the island people of the Tonga are really cool. Fiji, interesting. But they don't, now that Australia's left them, their federation's kind of seemed like it's a little weak. Yeah. I think maybe U.S. should try to absorb them into CONCACAF. So they have to cross the date line.
That's crazy. Travel 8 hours to North America for the CONCACAF.
So this brings us to the last confederation of Europe. I'm going to be honest with you. In the Euros, they kind of really surprised me, and I'm going to pick them as my runner-up. And you can pick – let's pick three because there's so many countries we know in this. I'm going to pick this as my third team, Scotland. Who's your third team?
Georgia.
Oh, good one too, man. I like it.
Only because of that one Georgian goalkeeper had that video, and it had like the dope music in the background. He's standing like
– and he's going to Liverpool.
Yep. Shout out Mabedashvili. Mm-hmm. Sorry if I butchered your name, brother.
All right, so – I'm going to go for this one just because the Serbian people remind me so much of Latin people, and I've been raised here my entire life. They really, when you meet them, they're like, they remind me of like Latinos, like Mexicans. Mm-hmm. They're so nice. I've never really met a bad Serbian, and I just going to go for them just because they, even here, like immigrants, like still rep for Serbia hardcore.
Yeah. I don't mean this in a political way because I did just watch them recently last week in the Nations League, so don't take this the wrong way. I'm going to go with Ukraine. They had scenes when Mudryk scored that goal for them. And
oh, of course you like Mudryk.
I had to sneak it in there. But there were scenes, man. Again, I don't have between Ukraine and Georgia, those are like my two favorite European countries right now for football. I don't know why, but Georgia just looks dope right now. Like, I'd love to visit Georgia.
Okay.
Go Dogs.
I'm going to think here real hard on my favorite one because it's between two teams for me.
I'll give you my favorite. I'm going to go with the Netherlands. The saxophone guy in the Euros was cool. They were taking up the entire street throughout the Euros. I'm going to go with the Netherlands.
Okay.
England's like an obvious pick but like
I love English people, and if I had the opportunity to move and work in England, I would take in a heartbeat.
I can't do the English people because of how they act in certain times, I should say.
No, and I got you. Let's see here. I'm really struggling because I don't like that player. I'm trying to think here.
I don't like that player.
Because Portugal is kind of ruined for me and Spain's kind of rough. I know I did this game, but I'm trying. Because Italy, their fan base is so divided. Let's go for something interesting. Like, I'm going to flip them. I'm going to make this my third and my third my first. North Macedonia.
Okay, respect, dude.
No, I used to work with this lieutenant from there in the Navy, and he would get up and watch all the international games like I would Arsenal.
Respect.
Like, he loved that team.
Who is on that team? Is it not Sabitzer?
I couldn't... all that
I thought
was
you
left,
were going to go with, like, you know, Denmark, Switzerland. I thought you were deciding.
You know what?
Those.
Switzerland probably should have been there. But I was just trying to think of, like, people I've met that are just fans that you like. Because the thing with Europe is it's like we have relationships with so many of the players in this thing. Like, Rodri really started to rub me the wrong way. I know he's hurt, but, like, he takes Spain off the field for me. Ronaldo ruined Portugal for me. I love Portugal's color scheme. I love that color scheme. And when before Ronaldo jumped the shark and, like, just basically said, you're my team. The team is for me, not for Portugal. That kind of lost it for me. England talks too much shit.
Yeah.
Norway, I don't like Odegaard. I'm not Odegaard.
Wow. Holland.
I love Odegaard.
Clip that, know. Fellas. Clip it and send it to the Arsenal page. Send it to everywhere.
I don't really know anybody on the Swedish team. Germany.
Sweden's got Isaac, and they also got that Georgis guy from Sporting. Oh, yeah. The dude that makes the Batman face or whatever.
The Bane face. The
Bane face. Yeah, that's what it was.
I was like, yeah, Scotland. Scotland kind of got me like you do with Georgia.
I was raised in the dark. All righty, Matt. That is officially...
We've done 30 minutes. You ready to call it?
Let's do it, guys. We are going to see you guys next week for our reviews and
Monday,
our previews.
Monday after work, right?
Monday certified.
All right, perfect. Live long and watch some football, lads, and stay safe out there.